This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning. It is about 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday, January 5th, 2011 edition of the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm Terry Tote, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, who just sashayed in.
You know, that's the only reason I come out here on a Wednesday morning is to find out who I am. You get my age, you tend to forget a lot.
How's your headphones? Are they up?
I ain't got no noise.
You haven't
no.
got any noise?
Morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Morning, sweetie.
Really? Try to move the plug around a little bit. Got anything?
Nothing. That's all right.
They're dead.
I don't need them.
I plugged them in a while ago and they were working. Okay. Well, here we're off to a great start in 2011. I think we were off to the same start back in 2010.
Yeah,
to be
we
honest
probably
with
was.
You. And most every month in...
Yeah,
in 2010. Yeah, so
you know this Burton fella. I remember years ago there was a Burton that was married to Liz Taylor, but this is a different one, isn't it?
Oh, God,
yeah, just slightly, a few decades there.
Yeah.
The slinging has begun.
Yeah, it didn't take very long.
He's aged well.
Well, our Wednesday morning talk show. And I don't know how this has happened. Terry Plummer has stayed with us. Brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home.
Yeah.
After we get on his case every once in a while, just to kid with him a little bit. But Terry Plummer, Plummer Funeral Home, sponsoring our talk show. In studio with us, Don Burton, as Ralph mentioned. And we're here to talk a little bit about the Donnie Burton Quail Shoot. Memorial Quail Shoot coming up this weekend. And it's going to be a packed house at Cranny Mac again. And hopefully the temperatures will be a little bit warmer than what they were last year.
Oh, I hope
year.
So. It was cold last year.
Oh, it was brutal last year. Rose Beard from Hillsboro. Jessica Becker from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Back to talk with us about the blood drive coming up in Hillsboro next week. We will be back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, our reputation stands as a testimony to the quality and fair-minded services we provide. One of the most important services we offer is the opportunity to make final arrangements in advance. There are many important decisions to be made, and no one knows better than you what you really want. Come talk with us and make your wishes known. You'll be surprised just how much better you'll feel. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And
I don't think we have a dictionary.
Well, it's a good thing that part wasn't on the air.
Yeah,
even though you can't say, there's a few red faces in here this morning. Anyway, welcome back to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show, and good morning to our ladies. Ladies first. Rose, how are you, dear?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and Rose Beard kind of spearheads the blood drive in Hillsboro as a volunteer and has done that for many years, and we're always pleased to have Rose in studio with the blood drive coming up next week. Jessica Becker is also joined us. Don, you want to slide that microphone around to Jess real quick here?
And good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, dear.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the blood drive, as usual. Be at the Moose in Hillsboro next week.
Right. The Moose is working again.
Alive and well. So.
Alive and well, and we're glad of it because we depend on them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations and a lot of people in Hillsboro depend on the Moose, so...
Yeah.
Good luck to them here in 2011 as well. Give us the hours, Rose, if you would.
Noon to 6:30.
Noon to 6:30. And if you'd like to make an appointment to donate blood, as usual, the downtime is basically 2 to 4, 2 to 5.
Roughly in
that area. If you have a few spare moment or two and would like to make an appointment to come in, you can just give Rose a call. What's your number, Rose?
217-313-5250.
And I see, Rose, you brought in a list of some volunteers, and we're going to mention those folks here in just a minute. But we're going to bring in Jessica here for just a sec. And, Jess, let's talk a little bit about the website, the type of information that's available on the Central Illinois Community Blood Center's website.
Sure. It's cicbc.org, and if you go on there, you can find all sorts of information about blood usage, needs, types, what we use it for, who needs it, if you qualify, and if you have any questions, there's always our phone number there is 866-GIVE-BLD. You can give us a call and ask us any questions that you might not find the answers to on the website.
And the neat thing about the website is obviously you have all the dates of the blood drive
all
and
where the dates
they're
blood
going
drives.
To be, where they're located.
We cover 15 counties, yeah. And we have 3 to 4 blood drives every single day. So, yes, if you are going to be out and about anywhere, you want to check and see if we'll be in that area, please check our website.
And there are new guidelines as of a couple of years ago, I guess, or last year.
As of December 7th, we have a couple new guidelines. Mm-hmm. And this actually is going to help us out because we did come up a wee bit short over the holidays. As you all know, the holidays are kind of our crunch time. People are sick. They're really, really busy getting ready for the holidays. And they just can't seem to find the time to give the cheapest gift of all, which is blood. So we did come up a little bit short. We're not critical, but it would really help us out if everyone could come out to the next drive, just make that little extra effort. And one of the new revisions is that people with colds can now donate.
Really?
Yeah. So as long as you are not running a fever, if you have the symptoms of a cold, that's okay, as long as there is no fever present.
All right. So you need to be basically fever-free for 24
fever-free.
Hours.
If you have the sniffles, it's okay now. Before, we would defer you.
Okay. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great news. And, yeah. Ralph, you've been through the situation where you've had an operation and needed blood, and so you know how valuable this sort of service is.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a very important thing, and as Jess mentioned, during the holidays is a time when there's more travel, so when people are traveling, there's more accidents, more need for blood, and all this drains the blood supply, so get out, and if you're healthy and can do it, get out and give blood and help them out.
Jessica, another thing that's available on the site is the fact that you actually have a list of all the hospitals that you serve and the area that you serve, and it continues to seemingly grow and grow and grow.
Yes.
And you're just one of, like you mentioned, 3 and 4 blood drives almost every day of during the regular Monday through Friday week. And even once in a while, you have one on a Saturday.
We usually have 1 to 2 on a Saturday.
Yeah,
Yeah, we are we're busy folks.
All right. Now, today, I believe there's a blood drive in Carlinville at the Elks.
There is. That's
beginning at noontime.
Yes, We also have not only the regular Hillsborough drive, but we have an upcoming Nokomis High School drive on Monday, January 31st, from 11 to 6 for folks in that area.
Great. Jessica, how long have you been with them?
2.5 years now.
2.5 years. My goodness.
Do we have any challenges going on this time between schools? You know, used to what, Hillsborough and Girard,
Auburn.
Auburn's
always a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're our big nemesis.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of. They whoop you about every time, yeah.
Every time. We've never won yet.
And that's for the percentage of students, based on percentage of students that donate, or a number of people based on population?
Exactly. Every time someone donates blood, no matter where, if it's at our donor center, at any blood drive, they can pledge their points towards their favorite participating high school. And unfortunately, Hillsborough is not a participating high school this year.
Okay.
They're not hosting a blood drive.
Okay.
However, that can always change.
We know the right person to talk to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and she's good.
She's right to my left. So, yeah.
And of course, we always like to point out if anyone has, Terry mentioned past surgery I've had, but anyone who wishes to use their own blood, that's easy to set up so they can do that prior to surgery.
And you can do that at the blood drive. You just have to schedule it with us.
And if you can't make a blood drive, just go to the blood center in Springfield. It's easy to find. So.
Yeah, it's right across from Springfield Clinic almost.
And Springfield Clinic is kind of engulfing a large part of Springfield now, so pretty easy to find. Rose, how about a list of some of the volunteers that help you out time after time again?
These people are invaluable to me. I couldn't put on a blood drive without them. I'm going to list them in no particular order, so they're all valuable to me. Evelyn Glausecki, Bernice Teakin, Millie Balla, Jerry Rhodes, Bob Mullins, he sets up the hall more than anybody else, and he sets it up just perfect. Patty Payden, Jean Dunsel, Peggy Young, Norma Cohen, Linda Young, Pat Brink, Jody Dunn, Marilyn McAnally, Judy Reindel, Martha Spinner, Sharon Young, Carol Huber, Sharon Lohman, Susie Boston, Lucille Koch, and this time Bertie Scroggins is going to help us out.
All right.
And we have some corporate sponsors that help us out, too.
All right.
The Journal News always prints my articles. I don't know why, but they do.
People are interested, Rose.
Barris Frozen Foods always provides a ham. IGA hands out flyers. You guys, you, Terry and Uncle Ralph, you let us on the radio. The Farm Bureau, when they have it, provides that fantastic cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dairy Queen has given us cones to give out, and maybe they'll do it again this year. I don't know.
Bribery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it works.
Works.
Yes.
I'm not too good to bribe people.
Hey, bribery works in a lot of different situations. So.
And last time, Ralph cooked pork patties for us.
And Rose and I did a practice run of
dancing
waltzing across the street just in case it came up. We'll be ready.
All right.
We're ready to roll. Yeah.
This week on Dancing with
the
Stars. Yeah,
we set Fred Astaire back about 20 years, I think, with our dance.
And they actually put our picture in the paper.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Don't let this happen to you.
Oh, my gosh. So that's next Wednesday at the Hillsborough Moose, starting at noon, running till 6:30.
Correct.
Come on by and donate a unit of blood.
And some of these women that I just mentioned will be there.
There you go. Only takes about an hour.
It takes about an hour. Be sure to bring your driver's license for identification purposes, and that way you won't have to go back to your car.
There you go. There you go. All righty. Let's turn our attention to the Donnie Burton quail shoot coming up at Cranny Mac this weekend. And, Mr. Burton, it's always good to have you in studio, sir. And a packed house again this weekend, I bet.
Looks like we're going to have a really good crowd. Signets are way ahead. They started much earlier this year, and we're already, we already have more signed up this year to hunt than we did last year. There's always a few cancellations at the end. Weather sometimes can dictate that. We also have, you know, somebody might be sick or ill, but we also always have a few people show up at the last minute that want to hunt that didn't sign up. So it usually equals out fairly well. But we're going to be well over 150 quail hunters this weekend, so we're looking forward to it.
And, of course, the money that's raised here goes for scholarships for Hillsborough School District.
All proceeds from the hunt go to the Hillsborough Education Foundation. We average giving away each year somewhere between $4,000 and $7,000 in scholarships each May. And this will be the eighth annual, so we're getting up there a little bit. When you start putting all the years together and the amounts of money and the number of students that we've given scholarships to, the scholarships fall in either $1,000 increments or $500 increments, depending upon how successful the hunt is, because that is the only draw other than personal donations that we have for the fund. And we give it all away every year, and we're looking forward to it. Should be a really good hunt this year.
And because of the continually, like everything else, rising cost of education, these scholarships to a lot of our young men and young women become very, very important to them to get a little extra money, even if it's for book rental or lodging or whatever. You know, it's got to be a real expensive thing to go to college.
Well, one of the most fascinating aspects of the hunt most people don't even know about, when we're all said and done, the only requirement that Sally and I have when we hand the checks over to the students in May of each year on senior night is that they stay in contact with us. They let us know, postcard, email, letter, whatever. Let us know what you're doing, where you're at. Some of the letters we get are just absolutely phenomenal. Ralph, the students are so thankful for the money, whether it be $500 or $1,000, and they go into great detail as to what they're doing. Even on occasion, we've had a couple go into a little bit of overload on information.
TMI.
I wonder if Mom and Dad knows about this.
Yeah.
Seriously, they're very thankful and grateful. We're approaching the 50 student mark now. In fact, I think we'll pass that this year with the scholarships we give this year. So it's pretty amazing. I also have a couple of the original scholarship winners that usually hunt. So it's and also a couple of the young men come out and help me the whole weekend. So it's a lot of fun. It really is.
We have a program like that at our church out at Ware's Grove, and this past Sunday they read a couple letters from a couple students that we had sponsored, and you're so right in what you say, Don. They're very humble and very thankful that you have given them the opportunity or helped them have the opportunity to get an education, and it makes you feel that what you're doing is well worth doing when you hear from these young men and young women who are so very gracious for what you have done.
Well, and for those of you who don't know how this came about, Don and Sally lost a son,
mm-hmm.
and in his memory, and really it was at the last minute you threw this thing together the first year.
Yeah, we did.
Had a great turnout. That was, what, 2 weeks you kind of threw it together?
We Donnie passed away on June 30th, 2003, and that December, it was December 19th, I'll never forget it. I was hunting out there. I hadn't went out. I just didn't have the stomach for it after, because I had never hunted without my son. Well, a couple of good friends here in town talked me into going out there, and Don Cranfill kind of threw this idea out, and we were talking about, you know, feeding everybody and having them come out and donate and whatnot and so forth, and I was thinking that he was thinking of the following year. That would give us a year to, so when I told Don, I said, okay, you know, it sounds like a good idea, let's do it. He said, okay, we've got exactly 2.5 weeks to prepare for this. So and I just sat there in the gator and I said, what? You know, but we did pull it off that first year. We had 22 quail hunters all total on Saturday only, mm-hmm. and now we've moved to almost 160. So over 8 years we've really grew. And we've just had so much support and help. We have 40 volunteers that help over the weekend. Sally is at home yesterday and today baking pies. We're making chili. We got all kinds of crazy things going, but it's a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, even for those who don't like to hunt, and I think Ralph and you, Terry, have both been out there on many occasions. The atmosphere in the clubhouse is almost more fun to me now. Yes. Than the hunting. I won't suggest that there perhaps are some stories and some real lying that goes on out there. But
no.
But I would my nose is growing if my nose would be growing if I didn't say that. Because we have an absolute blast out there with the camaraderie and the underlying reason we're there being the scholarships and we just have a blast. I look forward to it. I also will say each year that goes by, obviously I get a little older, and each year we get bigger, and I'm not working Monday and Tuesday this year.
That's a good idea.
For recovery purposes. And thank you notes and whatnot and so forth. Yeah. But it takes me a day or two to recover after, you know, a couple of 18-20 hour days.
And our buddy Don Cranfield did such a great job.
He did.
In getting it organized. But who are some key people now, Don?
Well, Dennis McCamick has stepped in. Of course, you know, he's running Cranny Mac now and has just did an outstanding job. The business has grown. He's getting new clients all the time. He's told me on more than one occasion, you know, he has to kind of look at his schedule to make sure he can squeeze some insurance time in, because that's obviously what he does. He sells insurance, but he's just a huge support for us. Each year he donates all kinds of things for the hunt. I've got three field reps, Bill Kleinard, Tom Baker, and Mark Finsky, that help making sure that we run five fields all day long both days. So I've got to get groups of hunters to each field and make sure they're on time and get their pictures taken, et cetera, et cetera. I've got a whole host of drivers. I've got five or six of the best guides in the area who work it. And it's just, I could go on with a list of names forever. I probably leave somebody out. But last year we hosted a thank you dinner after the hunt, roughly a couple of weeks or a month. And we're going to do that same thing this year, thanking everybody for coming out, because they do literally kill an entire weekend with us. And we really appreciate it.
And what a great facility, too. I mean, just perfect setting, ideal ex- idyllic setting for this sort of thing to take place, and great people.
Weather forecast looks really good. Little light snow maybe Sunday. That's okay as long as we stay away from the rain. Birds simply will not fly when they're wet, nope. And that's the one killer. We've been very fortunate over the last 8 years. It's been cold. We've had some snow, but we've never had a real wet, rainy weekend, and that's what one thing we've got to stay away from. And I have had people ask me, what if it did rain solidly all day? Well, we would obviously cancel and make calls and reset it up probably for the weekend after. So,
and, of course, this is all made possible, as you mentioned, by one man having a dream several years ago, a lot of years ago, and that's Mr. Cranfield, who started this thing. Everybody wondered when he started it, you know, would it really fly? But it's just been amazing, the success of his area out there and what he has done. And of course, he has an other area, which is a large preserve, too, you know, down by Coffeen. But, yeah, it's all made possible, that. And, of course, you people have latched on to the opportunity, you for your son and some other people, and it's just a great thing.
Mr. Cranfield, like Don Cranfield, I'm continued to be in awe of everything that he was involved in and how he affected so much of the world of conservation. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely incredible what this man did for the world of hunting, conservation in general, hunting dogs, and just amazing. What a great guy.
Everybody, yeah, and once I've gotten to know the system and how it worked out there before he passed away, and since then, helping Dennis with another one or two memorial hunts, some fundraising for Pheasants of Forever, much of what was done really isn't known by most people. Unless you've read a couple of articles that have been printed, you really wouldn't know the extent or the impact that he had on everything. And on top of that, I'll tell you something else. Don liked to come off as an old gruff bird out there. You know, he'd bark at you in a heartbeat. And if you were doing something wrong with your gun or with the dog or whatever the case may be, but I'll tell you what, the man had an absolute heart of gold. You had to look for it occasionally, but it was there, and there isn't anything he wouldn't do for you. We miss him terribly, and I certainly will always remember what he's done for my family. Every year this time comes around, it is a bittersweet time for us. I'm not going to go get mushy on you here this morning, but we miss Donnie terribly. My wife and I, both daughters, Sarah and Amanda, he was 16 years old and had a bright future ahead of him when he passed away, so we miss him terribly, and this does help keep his name out there, and people do remember that he was alive and that he was full of life. Yes. And people ask me, why quail hunt? Why not a steak dinner or a dance? Donnie loved to be outside, and there isn't anything he loved more than to hunt or fish. So that's why this has all been so positive for us, because if he were alive, he'd be out there hunting. So it's really a good thing.
Still taking...
Oh, yeah, I've got some spots open. We always leave space at the end.
Just call Cranny Mac?
Call me.
Call you? Okay.
I can. My home number is 532-2507. You can call Dennis at Cranny Mac if you want. Dennis's number is 556-1712, and we'll line you up. We've got some spots open on. We're hunting Friday this year, and we've still got a few slots on Saturday and Sunday, so give us a call.
So your hunt is actually 3 days.
It's 3 days, but because of the way the calendar is, Ralph, this year, Friday turned out to be pretty good, pretty solid work day.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of hunting going on Friday, but down the road, we hope when New Year's falls on a Wednesday or Thursday, when nobody's working Friday, we're hoping to ease the pressure a little bit on Saturday and Sunday by hunting Friday as well.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a huge success, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being
Don,
here.
Don, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Rose Beard, thank you very much. Jessica Becker from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, thanks for coming out and promoting the blood drive in Hillsboro next week from noon to 6:30 at the Moose. And it's one going on today at the Carlinville Elks beginning at noon. And this all goes to the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And you can go find them on the web. Just if you type in CIBC Central Illinois Community Blood Center, CIBC, or whatever it is, the initials, it'll take you right to it.
I have a question regarding that very quickly.
Yes.
Ralph made the comment earlier that you could choose to use your own blood.
Uh-huh.
Is there any possible way that I could have a note put in my file that I don't want Uncle Ralph's blood?
Your system couldn't handle it. I would recommend they not donate it to you.
I just thought I'd mention ask
yeah,
that question.
Yeah. It'd probably make you run backwards.
Well, what a great note to close this program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe close it for good.
Forever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, thanks to our guests today. And it's going to be a great sporting weekend. Uncle Ralph, we'll see you on Saturday for Sports Saturday.
Be here.
Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Stick around. The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sorrell's up next with that opening commodity market report here on AM 1540.